This is URN The Pulse.
The Monday Pulse. I hope you enjoyed that, Ed Sheeran, there. I certainly did. So we're going to go over to Phoebe now, who's got our final story, and we're going to talk about superbugs which have been caused by antibiotics.
Yes, thank you, Jenny. So an article on the BBC is talking about how antibiotics are creating these superbugs, and now more patients are being told to go home and rest rather than being given antibiotics, because overusing the drugs is making infections harder to treat by creating drug-resistant superbugs. It is estimated that by 2050, drug-resistant infections around the world are expected to kill more people than currently die from cancer. I mean, that's a staggering statistic there. Coughs or bronchitis can take up to 3 weeks to clear on their own, but antibiotics reduce that by only 1 to 2 days, it says. So is it really worth taking antibiotics and risking superbugs being created? Instead, for infections that our body can handle, the advice is to have plenty of rest, use pain relief such as paracetamol that you can get from any pharmacy, and drink plenty of fluids. Professor Corsford said a doctor will be able to tell you when an antibiotic is really necessary. So if anyone does have any real desire to get antibiotics, make sure you do go to the doctor first and see if it's actually necessary. The Keep Antibiotics Working campaign will also see patients handed leaflets explaining how long it normally takes to recover and the warning signs of serious illnesses. Therefore, patients can be given advice. They can be reassured that, no, you don't need antibiotics. It will cure. You might feel bad for a couple of days, but just plenty of rest and it will clear up. Because what people are worried about, that there will be an apocalypse. Bacteria are incredibly cunning. Once you start attacking them with antibiotics, they find ways of surviving, and people have actually died from bugs resistant to all antibiotics. So my question is to the panel: have we taken medicine too far, and is this all coming back to bite us? What do you guys think?
I think it's definitely, you know, there's kind of, you know, the whole idea that, like, humans think that they can control the world, and then at the end of the day, nature will just come back and make us realise that we can't.
Very true.
You know, we do all these things to try and control population, but then it's getting out of hand, and, you know, we as humans think it's amazing, which obviously it is, to be able to cure terrible diseases, but it's coming back to bite us in population crises. So I think it's really something that it just shows that although the intelligence and ingenuity of humans is amazing, to think that we can create drugs that can cure these diseases which killed so many people in such a short space of time when countries were less developed. But it's something that, you know, clearly unless we learn how to responsibly and sustainably use it, then it's not going to work. Obviously, there's the whole idea of taking antibiotics when they're not necessary, but there's also when people are prescribed antibiotics correctly, but then the symptoms clear up before the end of the antibiotics prescription, and then viruses can kind of work out how to gain resistance because they've not been completely killed. So I think it's really important, obviously, what you were saying, Phoebe, about how you have to listen to when doctors tell you this is necessary or this is not, but also to really follow the instructions of your prescription.
But do we also think that in our day and age, we are put under so much pressure that we feel, oh no, we've got ill, we can't miss out on work, we need to go and get antibiotics to kill us up straight away. Do we think that pressures from society and within our jobs are creating this, are causing this to be worse?
Yeah, I would agree with that, because I think that now we live such busy lifestyles, not only with either jobs or studying, but trying to do all these extracurricular things and trying to keep a good social life as well. I think if you get ill with something that is not too serious, but is serious enough that will keep you in bed for 3 or 4 days, people often don't have the time to have 3 or 4 days of not going to work and not keeping up with their busy lifestyle. So I think that there is a demand almost to, when you go to the doctors, that you want some kind of medicine or something that's more than just saying you need to go home and have paracetamol, because they feel terrible and they want results like quicker than norm, then they'll clear up by themselves.
I think it's almost like it's a culture that's been created by society. You know, because we live in a developed country and we know these drugs are available, we kind of feel like it's our right to have something then and there. You know, there's the whole idea of how doctors are having abuse from patients who have, in all fairness, they might have quite a bad cold, maybe it's the flu, but unless it's a really serious case of the flu, bed rest, drinking plenty of fluids, like you were saying, Phoebe, will eventually cure itself. Our bodies are made to do that. But people thinking, right, I have to go to the doctors and I will not leave until you've prescribed me something. There's the whole debate about, is it the fault of doctors for prescribing antibiotics when they've not been necessary? But when you think about how much pressure they're under from angry patients that just, you know, they might come in and say, I've got 3 children to look after at home, I don't have time to be in bed, blah, blah, blah. Then, you know, I've heard stories and, you know, actual accounts of doctors saying that they feel so under pressure to actually prescribe things to people that antibiotics are being prescribed when even they ethically know that it shouldn't be being done.
Yeah.
So I think it's about re-educating people. It almost needs to be that rather than just saying no, you can't have antibiotics, to actually explain why, there needs to be more of an understanding. And I think that's why it's important that this story's in the news, for people to understand what antibiotic resistance is. And it's not just things like the cold or, you know, obviously infectious diseases as we think about them. They've also been, throughout the universities recently, there's been a lot of warnings about super STDs, because a lot of sexually transmitted diseases are, you know, treated with antibiotics because they are mainly viral or bacterial. And I know there was a whole epidemic in the first few, you know, a few years ago of, like, super gonorrhea and things like that. And obviously, it's horrible. It must be horrible to get, and it must be horrible to have to think, I've got to go to the doctors and whatever, but how horrible to go and say, I've got this, please can you help me, and for someone to turn around and say, I'm sorry, you've got a strain that's not treatable.
Yeah.
You know, it's something that we really, as you know, a developed society, need to realise that you can't just keep doing and doing and doing things. You have to think about how sustainable it is to do it.
Yeah, I think that's very true. I think we need to look more into the future, not just at the short term effects, but the actual long-term effects here. I mean, yes, antibiotics might cure you from that various virus or infection you have, but look down and say 20 years time, that's not necessarily going to be the case anymore. So we actually need to take it seriously and think, is it necessary? Can I just rest in bed? But I think we do need to turn to jobs and companies as well and look at them and say, you might have to loosen your rules on sick rest, and maybe that will help people actually say, want to stay at home, instead of being like, oh no, I've got to go into work, my boss is going to get really angry at me. What do we think about the job place?
Yeah, I agree with that. I think that there is definitely a lot of pressure that you can only have a certain amount of days off. So I think if we do look at the way that workplaces kind of grant sick leave, then the need to have to go to the doctors and get antibiotics will be less. And I think then eventually it will stop people going, and that will stop the whole worry about resistance. Things like the cold, like thousands of people have colds. We can't give them all antibiotics because eventually people will build up a resistance, and as well there's a massive strain on the NHS.
I was also sort of just sat producing, thinking about this, and one of the problems I think is that because we don't have a society where it's okay, where if you're feeling rubbish, you take the day off, people wait until it gets to a point where they're too ill to work, rather than, you know, when they're originally getting symptoms, saying, okay, I'm going to take the day off, have a couple of paracetamol and drink loads of water. They're waiting till it gets to a point where they're then having to have the antibiotics or having to have the medication. So it's sort of a two-way street, that A, you've got people who are being given medication when they don't need it, because they don't want to take the time off work. And then on the other hand, you've got the people who are refusing to take the time off work when they're only a little bit ill, and waiting until they're really ill to get treatment, at which point they're then having to have the medication. Whereas if they'd felt comfortable to say, you know, I just need a day to recover, they wouldn't have needed medication in the first place. So I think it's sort of a two-pronged attack, where the problem is that people don't feel comfortable taking time off work.
I was just thinking then as well, I think it would maybe be, you know how we were saying, rather than just being turned away from the doctors and saying you can't have antibiotics, I was just kind of thinking of a scenario, like say if you have, you know, obviously we're all students, if we had a really important piece of coursework, dissertation or an exam or something in the next couple of days, and we went to the doctors because we've got you know, fresher's flu or, you know, something like that coming on, and we just think this is not the right time for me to be ill. If someone were to turn around and say, I'm sorry, we can't give you antibiotics because, you know, it's unethical, it's not right for what we're trying to, you know, keep sustainability going, if the doctor were to be able to give you like an official doctor's note that says this patient is ill but is not sufficiently ill to have antibiotics, then, you know, if you needed to then claim extenuating circumstances or whatever, because rather than just saying, oh, I couldn't come to my exam because the doctor told me to be in bed because I've got cold. Obviously, a lot of people, yes, if you've got a cold, it's not as bad and you can grin and bear it. But if it genuinely is to this extent where we're realistically having to think about not prescribing antibiotics to patients who are ill, there needs to be a way of making them sort of immune from the problems that will then happen, you know, will happen in their academic or their employment lives. So, you know, if you were to be able to go in and say, I've got an official doctor's note, I can't have antibiotics, but I need to be on bed rest and that's been prescribed.
Yeah.
Then that would be a lot easier than kind of going and saying, I didn't turn up to my exam because I was in bed because I've got cold.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. And also the point about when you're not feeling really ill but you need some time off work to recover so you don't get more ill, that for businesses is not an attractive prospect. Like, they've got a day-to-day business that they've got to run, and having a kind of noted system where people can just take days off because they just are feeling a bit under the weather, this needs to be more regulated, as you said, in terms of like maybe getting a no or something else that's not just, oh, I'm feeling a bit tired, I'm not going to come to work.
And I think that's going back to what Phoebe was saying about how it comes under the responsibility of businesses and institutions to be more responsible for accepting those things and accepting that we've all got to, if this is actually going to work and we're going to tackle the problem of antibiotic resistance, it can't just be doctors that stop giving them out. It needs to be all of the people, you know, institutions and education and jobs and employers and everything like that obviously takes that into account.
You're listening to The Pulse, URN's award-winning news show, where it's all about the news that matters to you.